Hi, everyone. It's Shakwe.
Max.
John.
Yeah. So, Mkini Mekwaje. And guys, today we also have a new guest. And hopefully you learn something. Oh, Ian is not there. Sorry. Ian is also not here today.
Again.
Hopefully he'll be here next week. Yeah, but how are you guys? How was this week?
Start with the shortest person.
Wow.
Just like my hike.
We were the longest thing up, which I should say. But yeah, for me, week was okay. At least, sick a job Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What?
Hey, must be nice.
Okay. You look relaxed and refreshed. Well rested.
Thank you. Is it? Okay. On Tuesday ndio tulikuwa tunafaa kwenda kuchukua our certificates.
So finally say.
Hey, so you're actually a graduate.
Niangalia nichukua nikaona rangi nitu ile ile. The like the color for certificates like you know kwanga some washed out yellow. So tulikuwa that actually tulikuwa na Ian on Tuesday. Hata jana pia tulikuwa na Ian. Sijui mbona hajakuja na mimi but tulikuwa na Ian hata jishtaki next week. But yeah, for me the week has been okay. Mm-hmm. Been a lot of work, a lot of stuff, but luckily after nchukue break, yeah, and really like I was productive enough.
That's nice.
Did a lot of stuff. Alafu pia since just at the previous weeks, the week ilikuwa long because during the week, like, there's nothing else happening apart from work. But sasa,
yeah.
Champions League ilirudi, football ilirudi.
So yeah, you're happy.
Normalcy returned. my life had purpose again. But yeah, like, I don't watch every match because always go out every time at like 1, 2,
yeah.
Then the next day, pia wacha nimeamka asubuhi mapema. But yeah, at least for some of the days, I'm at least out on like the first half, then at midnight, go bed. But yeah. So far, my week has been good.
That's nice. And you know, people have been saying that, oh, you have a nice voice.
Oh, karibu. Thank you. I had forgotten. Anza, big up Shakwe. Shakwe ndiye ana record. Ali put up the question. And
you got good answers.
I got the answers I deserve.
Yeah.
And yeah, for all my fans uko nje mnanisikiza. Mtakuja tuongea.
There's even somebody who wanted your number. I mean.
I saw.
Yeah.
Mnapewa kijana kiburi.
He's so happy. Let him be happy. Let him be happy.
Yo kiburi, yote ulikuwa nayo.
Let him be happy. So, but yeah, at least
yeah,
you're...
At least,
I'm happy yeah. People are saying even like, oh, it deserves to be on radio, so... Hopefully the next step it'll be that.
Yeah, well, when
yeah, he's already, but yeah, maybe people
when,
like
when I make it big into Akumbro. There was a time I was at a podcast Creative Shade.
Yeah.
Sijui Max alienda wapi, but mm-hmm, it's good that you're yeah. Nana.
But me bado nitakuwa kwa hiyo like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you Max, how are you?
Acha kutile kidogo. 1 minute too. Aya, Max.
Nilikuwa sawa. Nimemalizia hapo.
Sasa tuambie ukweli.
We, Loni, Saturday.
Yeah.
Tuanze na uzuri ama ubaya. The summary, my boss got a kid, so...
Wow, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Ama ha. Congratulations.
Mm. So he handed over his handball ya kazi.
Mm-hmm.
So, nimepambana tu nayo wiki kaisha.
Yeah.
Other than that,
some pandisha chair.
Na regret.
For a week.
But it's been a learning week.
Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool wamefanya kao. Joy must brag.
Okay. maybe for other people, maybe they are also cheering. You're the voice for them, so they'll be really happy.
Sito nili ona sport yako F1, Mercedes may drop the
A new car? Oh my God, that's not even good.
Other than that, mean kofiti.
Yeah. Oh, me have been fantastic. I feel like the highlight of my week, in a way. I don't even remember what I've done this week. But I've had a good week. I'm really excited to get to have a new guest today, Makish. So
the first guest of the season.
Yeah, that's so nice. And he's like a really good digital artist. And may have seen his work on Instagram. And that's what I'm telling you guys, like, social media is so important in terms of, like, you get to see what people are doing. And it's really, really good work. So, yeah, we have an artist. No, a digital artist for you guys. And we have some very interesting questions. Cindy,
yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully more people will get to also hear what he has to say. And I feel like the downside of having a podcast is maybe in the visuals you'll get to see how amazing somebody's work is. Yeah, because maybe words don't do it justice. So, so how are you, Makish? How was your week? Tell us about yourself, a summary about yourself.
So thank you so much for having me. Well, professionally I can say I'm a designer, a graphic designer. That's what I do full time.
Okay.
I do the digital art on the side. Yeah, that's like my passion.
Wow. Hey, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been a journey. It's been like 3.5 years on the digital art side.
Yeah.
But on the graphic, it's been like 6. So I have more experience on graphic design. Yeah. The digital art thing, I was actually attracted to it by animation.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I studied. I'm sure all of you know Shang Tao.
Yeah.
I was in Shang Tao from 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I graduated with a distinction, of course.
Must be.
Have you clapped for the guy? Make a clap sound. All right. Sorry, guys. Mingi. Okay, me, I'll clap for him. That's nice.
All right, then it's been like, how many? It's been a journey. You know,
wow.
I've worked from downtown all the way to here at Kilimani. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it's been a experience.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm looking forward to sharing whatever I can with y'all.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's really nice. That's so nice. I feel like one of the things that personally me drew me to your work was the level of detail and the color. I just love his work. Me, I'm just fan girling over here. Me, no, kazi yake. I like it.
Nilikuwa nasikia hivyo jana.
Aki, I honestly love his work. I feel like for me, because I won't lie. And I feel like one of the commitments I always made to myself, if I'm not going to admire quietly, if something is good, it is honestly good. You give that person credit.
Give me my flowers while I'm still here.
Valentine Elisha. How about a boy?
Elisha. Yeah. So other than digital art, like, what do you do graphic design? In terms of that, like, how's work, and do you feel like it's a nice place for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually, what drew me to graphic design is because, you know, I draw a lot.
Yeah.
And when I finished Form 4, I didn't have dreams of campus and stuff. So I was like, always watu hapo, hey, unafanya nini?
Yeah.
Nataka nini? So yeah, I tried BIFA for like a year. Mm-hmm. Didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So there's where I saw guys doing graphic design. Yeah, so I was like, oh, you can actually draw on a computer and even with a mouse and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went on YouTube and I started learning Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the time, it was like after I finished BIFA, I had a job downtown at some printing company. So yeah, there was also a designer there. So he helped to actually guide me through the Photoshop. We started with Corel. But I found Photoshop to be more diverse. It can do, way more. And so there's where I said that this is the path I'm choosing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I learned Photoshop. Photoshop actually opened a lot of doors.
Wow.
Actually, even the 3D that I learned, I'm barely using it. So so I learned Photoshop, which got me noticed by my boss.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think you can actually do more. So that's where he suggested, just find something to do as you do this job part-time, since you're not really doing anything to like grow your artistically.
Yeah.
So that's where I started Shantou. Mm-hmm. So I was doing Shantou and the job, you know, part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So like before I finished, he had a daughter who now had an agency. So that was my like my first official graphic design job. Yeah, so I got to now see how these corporate guys also like work and stuff. So I fast forwarding, after like 6 months, it was like that was a short one. The graphic designer there recommended me to Boomplay. So I was like, this was now a big opportunity. I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
So yeah, from Boomplay, that was 2018. It's been, that's actually the best I can say. I feel lucky.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm fortunate.
Yeah.
To be doing what I love every day.
Yeah.
Actually being paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, it actually even gave me room to see what else can I do.
Wow.
That's the digital art side. So yeah, it served me well. Recently got promoted. So it's like, it's just an it's just an upscale. Yeah, so I can just say, I can tell people like it's a journey. I don't say a lot. I'm a quiet person. Yeah, but I like to be grateful. I like to be grateful for everything that I have.
Yeah,
and yeah, as in I can just say for the hard work plus preparation and a bit of luck. Yeah, and here I am.
Wow.
There's a question I always ask people: how's if you compared being when you're working in the agency, say in-house, how is the work stress level if you compare the two?
I can say it's more stressful in the agency. Like in-house, there's more leeway, there's more creative like freedom. Interacting with the different departments to actually know what they want makes the work easier. In the agency, like you're treated like not to bash any agency, but you're treated kind of like that laptop you are using. So yeah, you are told, you can be called at any hour to do something that you probably don't even like. You can even put your twist on it and it's just thrown to the curb like it's nothing. So yeah, creatively I'd say it's stressful in the agency. In-house is way more freedom.
I think main difference is responsibility in terms of well, when you're in the agency and then wakupatia like a certain task ufanya, then ufanya according maybe chenye client wants. Even if it's not like your best work, maybe, but alikuwa anataka specifically that, it can die out and the client does not perform well based on the design enye alikuwa anataka and you're satisfied with, it won't come back to you. But when you're in-house, like the design that you make, lazima pia you try to make sure, like when it affect the audience, when it affect the market, like it are served beneficial because in the end, ni like the profits in a rudi kwenu. But kwa agency, like home kuja kufanya kazi, shift yako ikiisha imeisha, you go back home, you find something else to do to keep the time. And then, yeah, like I think that's the main distinction between like in-house and agency for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't even know personally what an agency is. But I know an agency is a big deal. Because also Ian works in an agency. I think Max works in an agency. So I know it's a big deal. But you said something about, I really loved everything you've said. But you said something about that you like being grateful. And I wanted to ask, what was the highest point? I don't know if I say career or like something you actually felt like this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to do. Like a form of validation for what you are doing. Yeah.
I can say, well, maybe in my job, I can start there. Quite like last year, we were under we were under marketing as creatives. So as we branched out, I was put in charge. So I can say that was like a way of me feeling validated to be like, okay, we are now trusting you with these other guys as well. Mm-hmm. And the whole creative direction of this company.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's career-wise, I can say that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital side, I can say the Vera thing.
Yeah, I wanted. Oh my
Vera,
god,
the Vera gig. That was and like that was the big.
Because I also wanted to ask. Because I remember even I was talking to my sister and I was telling her the way. Imagine he did the Vera poster for Vera's
baby shower.
Oh, yeah. And the Vera thing, like which specific? Because each time when I see Vera, it's some story. Yeah. So I was like.
That was awesome. At even I was remembering telling my sister, and I'm like, hey, that was so cool. And it looked exactly like the photo. She had like a pink dress and like white. It was beautiful. So, and also I think I also had a question about how do you efficiently use what you have to create? Like I know sometimes people think they don't have enough tools to create the output they want. So how have you efficiently used what you have to create more output? I don't know. Maybe I'm saying output too much. Where Max utasema nini? Results. Ama we should get Grammarly for us. They should sponsor what output. Yeah.
To connect generally underlines.
True.
So much to ajibu swali mka. Asteri mingi.
I can say it goes back to the gratitude.
Okay.
As well. Mm-hmm. In order for you at least to recognize what you have at your disposal, you need to be grateful. Mm-hmm. In order for you to even look and see, like it can be the maybe tools you're using, maybe the actual like machines like laptops, maybe the mics and stuff. It can be the people as well. If you have, you know, people assume that these connections mm-hmm. need to be these big people.
Yeah,
no, it starts with. The people right next to you.
It's true.
Yeah, their skills also build your, like, sort of, sorry, say portfolio.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. If I know you, like, mm-hmm. like your opportunity is a kind of mine
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have more to work with besides what I already have. So
yeah.
You are a resource to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, just be grateful. If you're grateful, you can't miss it. You'll always see what you have.
Mm.
And if you are like, if you build some work ethic, because that's important,
yeah,
you will maximize on those things. Yeah. So it will start small, of course,
mm-hmm.
For most people.
Yeah.
It starts small, but as you just continue working smart and of course, being patient,
mm-hmm.
Results are inevitable.
Yeah.
They'll just come.
Mm. That's something maybe like our generation doesn't understand. Maybe like the generation previous understood the value. Where Alliance, but stop laughing at my English. It's bad, but I've been talking weird the whole morning. But like actually I've been confused.
Is it the cookies, huh?
No. No.
Oh yeah.
Guys, no. So I feel like the previous generation, they understood the value of work and then patience also to see results, to make it come to pass. So
yeah.
But mko nkiona venye of late kuna like a conflict between millennials and Generation Z.
But I feel like always the previous generation hits the next one sometimes.
The millennials are now hitting, you know, 25 and over. So
yeah.
Now they are there.
Sato unachukangala te wa anko. Mtegi.
No, but like work-wise, najua nitasemaje, Generation Z came and broke most of the things that zilikuwa norm that were known to the millennials, like staying in a job for quite long yet being mistreated amongst so when the current guys who are employing guys the millennials when they see.
But so then just that, like,
you have been seeing the conflict of
leaders. No, I'm saying, I think the issue in your some of the people have, like, when you're on a chikia nini, I can't get partly because of enjoy, like, yes, ni like watch one neza more the next day in a nini, but pia, ni jo most people say, like, tseme jubioku kuchoshe, mtu anamkanga tu, like, the next day, because he leza, ay, ijo yumi nchosha, fuck it. Nando naandika resignation letter nando napeana. Like, boss wako anaweza kuwa kona kazi alikuwa amepanga like for the month ni na nini hana ako ana any other plans and then like for sisi okay acha so like for most people said bwenye najua watu like most people kona hiyo propensity yao watakuja tu waingie job waseme eh mimi nimechoka na hii place mimi nimeenda home yes acha hiyo salary hizo wiki mbili baki nayo like me I'm good so I think that's why inaingilia of course the rest of the points count but I think like from what because there's a guy I was talking with, like, I think that's where most people, like, say, nanza kwa an issue of, like, because most of them, unapatanga ni wale watu wamejipanga, wataka, like, 2 week notice, ndio, kama aje, like, hii kazi inafaa kupangwa in a different way, nina nini. Okay, kaa sahi, like, when you're being hired, venye kama makisha kona different skills, miko a different skills, like, see, okay, see different skills, in tukona a lot of skills for each job moja ya tunafanya. Because when I'm saying I'm going to do 3D, I'm going to do nini. Later on, when I'm going to do animation, I'm going to do video editing, and nini, nini. So I'm going to do photo, easy, like, edit photos and whatnot, like photography. But I'm going to do almost like in almost every section when I'm going to do the same thing. So like, sisi, actually, at that certain point, that if you have hired someone, I say, okay, at this point, me na quit. Yeah, I mean, nitachoka, but pia, like, niko na ability ya kufanya hiyo job fulani. Because nitakuwa zile za, okay, nani edufanya copy, stuff line, stuff line. Like, utashikilia for those 1-2 days, then as you interpreter somebody else. But for the previous generation, like, I think most jobs are so focused on, like, one task.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kama uwe alikuwa nafanya for media, uni mtu wa media, ikuwa ati media, graphic designer, video editor on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Ilikuanga, uni mtu wa media, like, awenda mesomia everything, amfanya masters yake, probably in English or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, inde the job enya amifanya nako well-trained for.
Mm-hmm.
So ikifika hiyo point yenye huu kuju mwambie one day hey, me have up and left this as in me nimechoka to at this point staki. So then like for the next 2-3 days the guy will be running around and trek after maybe like mtu wa mkono ama like anahaya mse freelance anampatia hizo jobs like for which it akwa a lot of running around but sijui paid it also makes sense because kama mtu amechoka na kazi amechoka na kazi there's nothing you can do about it so it's kind of like a double-edged sword like in terms of what people can do and that divide the divide between sisi na wao per se.
Interesting. I remember when I was about to ask because the boom play I wanted to ask but I feel like you have already addressed that. I think all of you because they are graphic designers you'll start explaining to me what in-house is agency is.
Max ni boss wa nini? Acha explain ya. Say ni boss wa agency.
Oh, so he can define for
anajua.
Like, how will I put it?
Mm-hmm.
An agency, you work for, most companies look for, Simaji, they consult other guys to do, let me use the term marketing.
Okay.
So you'll do most of the marketing things for them,
mm-hmm.
like be it digital, above the line, these are my billboards, mm-hmm. adverts on TV,
mm-hmm.
Below the lines, digital marketing. You like, since they can't do everything at once for themselves, so they have people who do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
So agencies have different clans who do that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, like for what Makish and John do, John works for Haulu.
Mm-hmm.
So they do everything inside. So mm-hmm. John is the designer there.
Mm-hmm.
Makish is the designer. They have like a team. They have departments that handle everything.
Oh, inside. Nice.
But now for agencies, mm-hmm. you find these companies now come
to them.
we do the marketing
on simpler terms in kama. I'm working for a hospital and I'm a family doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you work for a hospital, people can come in. Yeah. Like, you, and you offer your services to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a family doctor, like, you work for the needs of this one particular family.
Yeah.
So the same thing, you work for this particular company, you're a company that offers services of, like, the creative side, the marketing and everything for these different companies that will come in. So that's the difference.
Ah, okay. And also, for example, something also I feel like it's worth addressing is how do you gain the skill to be valid, quote unquote, in terms of in a competitive field? And which apps do you use? And also, why is it important to learn those skills? And also from a personal experience, has there been, you said somebody took you under your wing and taught you what you needed to learn? And do you feel like you've also returned the favor to somebody else who's, quote unquote, new in the field, to also help them grow? Yeah.
Okay. So, will you repeat the first question?
Oh, I have. I know.
Sorry. She was asking about the skill sets. And
yeah. How did you gain the skill? That one was one. And which apps do you use? And then we'll break the other two questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can say first school.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, people these days bash school for some reason. If you are being forced to do a course you don't want, I'm sure you can be here saying, oh, you don't need school, you don't need school. You actually don't need school, but because everything you need to learn is free.
Okay.
But school is a good place to start if you have no... direction.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't know what you want,
mm-hmm.
but you have like this broad like definition of what you want, like I want to be an artist, but then you're like,
yeah,
what do you mean artist?
Mm.
So yeah, school can help you there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can go and learn graphic design, fashion, interior, then you pick on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have like a calling, like, so to speak, like you know, I want to be an animator, you know, I want to be a graphic designer,
mm-hmm.
or I just want to do art digitally,
mm-hmm.
or you know, something like that. You can go on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, fortunately, we live at a time where, and I can say this is why these Gen Zs are impatient, because everything is at the tip of your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
All the recorded knowledge of this earth is on that phone. No,
wow.
Everything that anyone has done, your mentors, your heroes, anyone, it's recorded somewhere in there. So for us, fortunately, it's like there are a bunch of tutorials for free. There are some you can pay for if you want to actually go advanced. But for beginning, I can recommend YouTube. Just go on YouTube, search how to, whatever you want to do.
Mm.
And for sure, the first three results will give you something.
Yeah.
As for the apps I use, first of all, I use Photoshop, Illustrator, and... Premiere, and After Effects. Yeah, those are the Adobe suites I use. For animation, I use 3D Maya and Blender. I'm learning ZBrush. What else? For audio, we mainly use Audition. For the digital, it's still back to Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Corel Draw. I think those are the ones I know so far.
That's nice. So hopefully to the people who are listening, if you want to get into the style in which Makish is doing, you can. I hope that is helpful. And we are talking to you so that you go practice. Don't just take information and you're not doing anything about it. You see, so hopefully the people we bring here, you practice what you learn, guys. Another question was...
Kona Swali, graphics. What was the first software you used? Oh, you said Photoshop.
Corel.
Yeah. John. When you come, Mimi, you got to make logos on InDesign. I think it would make sense. None of any order.
I'm younger InDesign, and Illustrator, love Photoshop. In that order.
Then later on, after you evolve, but ask squeeze InDesign, either route that.
It's JRD InDesign. I'm going to end the PowerPoint.
Yeah, interesting.
If Adobe ever come, I was not there.
And the other one was, why is, like, have you, what, why is it important to learn the skills? And for the person who took you under your wing, do you feel like you've also, like, how was your experience being taught by somebody who mentored you, quote unquote? And have you had the chance to, like, also mentor or teach somebody and also take them under your wing?
Okay, I can say yes. When it came to being under the guy's wing, you know, I call him my mentor. Back then, yeah, it helps. It helps a lot, because if you are patient, and that's key, right? Because if you want anything actually that's worthwhile, it takes time. So you might feel frustrated at first, like, he's not even letting me do the thing. You want an opportunity to even at least design a business card or something. You're like, hey, he's telling you not yet. So he'll be the one. He's the one who's been there. He's the one who knows. You being young and, you know, impatient, should put that on the side.
Okay.
You know, you should be willing to learn when you're there with him or her. Yeah, so that's what I did. I became patient. I had the foresight to know where I was going. So I was like, I learn everything I can from this guy. When he gives me the chance, I'll take it. And it came sooner than I thought, actually. It was like, okay, now I think you can do this. No, he tests you. No, it's like, just like any school. That's like a one-on-one school, I can say. So it's like, they give you the theory, then they give you a bit of practical. Then they give you a test.
Throw you under the bed.
Then they give you a test. Then if you pass the test, you're given more responsibility. So yeah, that I can say, just be willing. It's important to be willing to learn and be patient. As of me mentoring others, I can say I only have one.
Mm-hmm.
Only have one who actually reached out, because I don't really see myself as this guru that I know everything. I know a lot. But yeah, once he reached out, I was actually surprised. I'm telling him, like,
yeah,
I'm not who you think I am.
The lies.
So yeah, but he had to tell me, like, you know things I don't know. So I had to even remember, like, I once looked at somebody who knew what I didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, please, just give me some give me a moment of your time. Teach me what you know. Tell me, you know, the signs are along the way, so that at least I have an easier time. So I was like, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to tell you or how to guide you.
Yeah.
But let's just do it. Let's just meet up. Let's start a conversation. So that's how it started. So it was like just like a normal talk. I realized this is just a guy who just wants some help. So yeah, I was like, sawa, whatever you want to know, whatever I have is yours. So yeah. I will take you under my wing as well.
Yeah.
So I can say I have one, like,
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's,
I have
nice.
One guy who's, yeah, who was actually, and I can say, you know, when you see, he was recommended to me by his aunt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he told, telling me, I have this nephew, just talk to him. You know, he's just out here trying. Yeah, when you hear something like that, I think something should click in your head that you are somewhere. Recognize that you have value to give, and give it, because you got it from someone. And that's human nature right now, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We learn and we give the information down to, you know, the Gen Z's and whatever the next letter will be.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, he's like a Gen Z who's patient.
Yeah.
I can say. Yeah,
okay.
Because that's rare to find.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because, you know, I think they have, you can't blame them. They have all this convenience that they can just take their time. They can learn shit for free. As in, like, they now know what they want. Not like us who have been, fanya hivi, take this course, do this.
Actually, me say naona ndio ni harder, like, to know what you want. In terms of, like, back then, one, there was limited career options. Like, say ungesema ati, acha ni quit, I'll go do something else, I'll go learn, nifanya something, then tawako only nikiwa kwa nyumba. Yeah, time kama mamu unenda teaching, unenda teaching. Ukikisha anza, always quit halfway, like village may contribute, may kupeleka shule. Okay, like if you stop from there, maybe rudi home, like for ufanya some technician stuff or something. Mm-hmm. But sahi, like said, kama benye, most people wanasemanga like wanafanya degree, but the job benye wanafanya sahi, haiko related with the degree enye walifanya, ama the course enye walifanya. That's because kuna yo convenience ya. Unaweza toka hapa hivi leo, niende nichukue 3-6 months, I learned something. In 6 months, actually, I nitakuwa the best, but nitakuwa najua how to do it. Then I'll do like some work, ile onjo ile passedly nina nini pole pole, as you continue growing, like ukiongea na clients, kifaya nina nini. Then, if something happens, pia to onekane na someone else, like you go building up from there. Because, eventually, sema, Makesha alikuwa nisema, like, there's many moments, there's many things in which someone can learn. The other time wakati ule msi wa javelin akishinda alilearn kutoka YouTube, which was the same thing. So ukapo you're trying thinking like at the same time became like an Olympic medal winner because aliingia YouTube. How? It doesn't make sense. Kijaribu kufikiria alikuwa home anarusha nini? Just yet alipata javelin sticks ya hakuna venye. There's no way. Meaning, I'll go home to probably an Arusha Maui or something. The guy's neighbors are up with him. I'm fine, maybe. Send it like cut after run or something important. And someone was probably looking like, hey, this new generation.
Wow.
You see, like, yeah. There's always a second story on the other side of which, like, someone can look towards as a man. Yeah, you know, because Saeed, when I was saying, like, there's many more ways in which. As long as you're well informed, there's many more ways in which to make money. Because if, let's say, something happens, Makisha Mwikesho acha job, and then kuna other platforms like akienda Upwork, akienda CG Wapi, akienda to try other ventures, maybe atakuwa na make the same amount of money, but he might be able, like, for the 2-3 months in Yayuko job, atakuwa bado like ile ana survive and apata work ukuivi here and there. And maybe after 2-3 months, he'll be working somewhere else. So, like, sika kitambo enye, once you match a teaching, utaenda home, wanze kuza nyanya, then, unja, like, it's, inakua tough too for you. And given during that time, how it was easy, unapata, like, people are around 21, 22, but mtu amolewa, like, akona kids.
Yeah.
And your time, like, ukona majukumu, wezi just quit your job. You'd rather stay at that shitty job rather than go home because you have a whole family enye nakungoja. There's no way utasema ati, eh, watoto pia, watakatwa kwenye maji, they cannot.
Yeah.
No, so, but sasa the age of the teacher in, most people, like, wanna, like, they can take their time. Most people are, actually, they're thinking, I'd rather nifanya a different job still, I become stable, then I'll go look for marriage, kids, and the rest. So, I don't know. For us, that's, maybe that's the difference. Maybe that's the difference.
But Makish wanted to say something about the... when he was talking about Kutupa Mawe.
Kutupa
Mawe. The YouTube thing, I thought you wanted to say something.
Yeah, huh? I mean, I can say right now, as in our... The thing that I can say... Enye inawatega, enye the thing that they don't see, it's they have all the time. They have all the time. As in right now, even complaining that... I don't have this, I don't have that. Opportunities are everywhere. So I consider even the fact that you don't have to even, like, you can just try things. You can try a lot. Even you can even try 3 things at once. So yeah, right now they have, and it's with everyone with this, they have privilege. And if you have privilege, you can't see. You can't see what you have. So to them it's hard. But to that one millennial up and you're like, where am I say, Konza, cheeky, you're 21. Like, look, you're not even being forced to do anything that you do not want to do. Just pick something. Yeah. Now that they're now spoiled for choice. They're like, okay, have this, and that. I try this, I get bored kidogo. I'm like, nimechoka, let me try this. And I get bored kidogo, I go like, So that's... Yon diyo makosa ya unaweza sema hivyo, that capacity.
But then it's really big issue for them. In terms of mkasa even when you like designer, like you can draw, you can do the other things. Kuna ule mse mwingine mwenye aliingia design akajua this is what I want immediately. Hata kufikiria twice. So for me, nitaambia watu, okay, of course, that's giving up quickly. Like, if you give up on something you love quickly because maybe it got hard, then now that's an issue.
Or bored.
But sir, let's say you come and say maybe you have something that you're doing and it brings in money for you. But you try everything. At week final, like for 2-3 weeks, as long as like you're still like trying to improve yourself, because kasai nikifanya ati video editing for 2-3 weeks, then you're in a but they can fresh as much. You still have those skills from the video editing, like what you learned. So as long as bado kwasabu, you might find a venture that you'll apply all these skills to. Because say you never say ati achani train and learn a front end design like me a UI UX nina nini, then ufanye for 2-3 weeks ikuchoshe. Yeah. Laugh later on wakati utakuja kwe maybe like the creative director ama nina nini wa company. Like it's like how it's a whole everything, but you know it's a knowledge plan you join. Okay, okay, maybe I can scroll to this other side, maybe like you can try this because I think on a vision young way design, maybe you can try to implement it. Ama it kwa like how do everything what you wanted to do. But since kuna the video editing and animation skills, you can make a video of what you want to be implemented. Mwambie tu uko hivi, I want it to be something like this, uko iranivi. And I think it's a idea like the user to jump from this 1-2-3, 1-2-3. So as long as I'll quit because it's tough for you right now.
Yeah.
As in you just kwa sababu unaanza kitu and it's not for you. See, still has more force pia. You can be at something that you hate for long, then later on wakati mfika 35 ndio kwa ningekuwa nimejaribu this something like from earlier on, right now it'd be so far ahead, ningekuwa like na an easy time, ningekuwa like I'm doing something I love for this whole time. So just keep doing stuff that you actually want to do and keep at it.
Hence your nini. Hence the nasema privilege. No, they have that privilege of actually trying and quitting. You can actually, you don't have to go 4 years on something that you know you can take even like just 6 months, just know the basics, try another thing up or next for 6 months, know basics and nini. You can be evil, you know, a jack of all trades. Of course, it can help you, especially when you're growing career-wise, to actually tell people what to do. We want to find a 3D. You can actually, unajua lingo yake kiasi, what are graphics, what are editing, unajua. So yeah, that's the fortunate part that they don't see. They don't see that they have that option. And you know, that's why when they complain on ambiwa, ati oh, nye amjui nini, sasa wewe mwenye unamwambia hivyo au muambie hivyo muambie you have privilege that you cannot see, but you know if you ukimwambia what he has, ukimwambia like yeah, you know you can actually do this and you don't have to actually to like to get married to it up or hivyo ati for life and it itakuwa ati your path nini you can be multifaceted, you can do many things. That's because you are a graphic designer doesn't mean you can't be a musician, doesn't mean you can't even go and be an engineer if you want. No, you can be all those right now if you want. Yeah, so if they just get to see it, no, most don't. Some do, and the ones who do. But I'm talking about 16 hapa.
Yeah.
You are wondering, what am I doing with my life? This person has their whole life ahead of them.
Yeah.
And they see it. And they see they make the most
out of it. That's really, really nice. And also, I think one other question, because I don't think Max has. I think you have been really absorbing information.
No, it's because whatever could share is the same. He's just
he's saying the same thing.
Same part.
That's
but
really nice.
One thing that I can say I've taken so far from whatever I learned in art school and career wise, when we're in art school, some things like we used to take them for granted. Until now, you get outside here. Whoever knew, like the skills you used to get by basic drawing, just the basic drawing on paper, was quite important. You're gonna have to go. I'll go sit on softwares and you have to go scared. Like, what I do in agencies? Always shoot ad. I'm always shoot just something randomly. Let's move storyboard and do all that. You na rudi back to basic drawing, the basic sketching. This is going in the lines of as John was saying, and you were also saying, like, you could pick two V2 from different areas.
Yeah.
Tukiwa art school, tuko tunafunzwanga a lot of things. At first, tunafunzwa fashion, tunafunzwa theater, which is the production side of things. Like, ukiwa shule, aujengi utalanda wapi. So, uko, as we take things for granted, then you get out here and you're like, hey, Santanzia wapi. Mm-hmm. And as Makisha said, it's kinyona piku naendo kisonga nayo. And it's quite important.
Yeah.
Ulisema uliacha chuo bifa, nimekumbuka kitu kayo. Mzazi alisemaje?
Eh, bana akuwa happy. Yeye ndiye alikuwa ananiuliza na fupa, hawezi kaa kwa hii. Eh, mimi nakuwa hapo kwa border. Mimi I'm just 25. So I'm like
pia si tuko
hapo. Tuko tu hapo tu pe unaambua eh.
Hiyo episode ile chuko chumaga sana kasi ni wazee fulani chimekuwa huko. Kwa hiyo kali ya
for a while tu. Maybe it's John's voice. John looks like
something. Mimi niko kwa border kabisa. Niko both sides.
So yeah, aliniambia like, but I have a wonderful mother. Yeah, she's raised me all by herself. Yeah, she actually, despite hiyo kuni push hivyo, actually I needed it because mimi nilikuwa na binge hapo tu ma series tu, like I was doing nothing. I love at the time I didn't see it. Mimi namwambia nini as in like si nimemaliza tu fourth like last month. What the hell?
Yeah.
But yeah, she had my best interest at her heart. Ana niuliza yo, like pick something. I know you don't want to be all this white collar stuff, but pick something.
Wow.
So I was like, mimi yenyewe mama, mimi tafadhali please. Just give me time.
Yeah.
I'll pick something. Next day, immediately the next day, eh? Time nimekupatia 12 hours.
Oh my god.
Ile ndo katafuta chuo.
Ile bidii. Hapo ndo nanga serious na mkasiriko.
Because akuachi hata ukae na amani. Ukiwa hapo tu umeketi anakupatia kitu ufanye, anakutuma huko, anakufanya hivi. Sasa hata unaanza kuona just putting a fire under you. So kwa like nikaanza tu kuuliza kuzo yangu, sasa mama ananiambia hii, ananiambia vile. You know, just young shit. So kwa like akaniambia si wewe una nini nyingi? Si like kuna huko zako hapa anafanya ngaizi ma ako beefa sijui ni anafanya art. Niambia sasa kuchora. Kuchora. At the time hata mimi I'm an artist and I'm also bashing art. Niko like sasa nichore. And then
yeah,
ako like no, just enda ujaribu. At least hautakuwa unasumbuliwa. Unasumbuliwa hapa kwa hii kiti. Yeah, so I went and nikamuuliza like, so unafanyanga? Niambia anafanyanga graphic design. Actually, yeye ndo alikuwa anafanya graphic wa kwanza. But naona kazi yake, so all this watercolor stuff, unajua. Niko like, so naenda I know this. You mean I've been drawing all my life. Niambia najua hizi vitu. So like acha tu basi I'll just do it. I'll pick something. Nika pick drawing and painting. Hapo nikasema at least hapa I'll breeze through it. Yeah, itakuwa like niko shule. Yeah, but as I grew up, nikaanza kuona watu. Sasa as you are now around other creatives huko.
It's going to do anything.
Nyewe nimelalisha kidogo.
Me, I think you're in the best part ya shule. Like you being around like a community of other people when you're, they're doing the same. Okay, see the same thing, but in the same field as you. Yafanga. Jo ata ukoko fiti aje. Kuna mtu atakuja na technique yake yenye anafanya different thing. True. Na anafanya fiti.
So yeah, really. You guys mentioning that, nikumbisha one thing one of Alex ever did. Njoo, vile umesema, usikumzanga fumfona kwa ngana hiyo kiburi.
Yeah.
Umekuja unaona me and the mimi yule artist mbaya huko
mtaa yetu. High school umetoka hivyo umechochwa.
So unafika hapo, the first class we ever had was basic drawing. Tulifanishwa kazi ya nursery. You remember drawing spirals na lines. We did that for 2 straight weeks. Unakaa hivi unasema, yani huyu mama na ananibeba aje. Like, hakuna kitu kingine tulifanya, unakumbuka?
It was straight lines, just
A4. Ama just seven spirals, pages. Straight lines, spirals.
Freehand.
Until jazz unaona venye inakaa zigzag na kukaiza vitu zote. 2 weeks. Unakaa hivi unasema, kwa nini kuja campus quest time? Umekatch. But later on you come to realize the first thing she ever told us was forget everything, you know. And we are starting afresh. So ndo hapo inaanza kukuhit. Vimesema, eh, unaona kuna watu wa deadly huku nje. Wali kuja kufikiria ndo ule MC. Unafika hapo unapata, we?
Hey, lifika nga exam ya kwanza. Like, sasa the final scene na kwanga exhibition. Makazi likuwa hapo. Proper. Unje ile, umfaa kazi yako, like, uko home kwa sababu sio tutafanyia chuo. kazi ile za unangoja exhibition kuja kupin up kazi yako na mama kazi kwa hapo una pin up acha utaki ku tu pole pole
sina baki ume humble
unachilia unachilia
the same thing with the industry
yeah
everyone when we came at chuo like me remember when I finished school okay we used to think we're the baddest designers out here then you now get to the field and now you have to learn huyu art director hakuwa mkatu jana na akakuwa art director ama creative director hakuwa mkatu na the next day akakuwa it takes time learning from the basic mimko mesema your first boss alikuwa anakuwa ana atilio mekamu natika ku design naambiwa tulia the same thing watu wakienda internships kwa hizi agency nasikianga wasa wakikomplain ati hata hakuna kinyo wananipea nini nini like hakuna kazi then ile siku yenye they'll see you can handle the pressure and everything wanakupatianga kazi mpaka unafikiria eh mimi watu hang boots
na kumbuka tukiandanga attach alafu ukiza kwanza za attachment japatiwa kazi yoyote unafaa kujaza kitabu daily first 2 weeks hauna kazi.
There's another guy called Ian. He's supposed to be here, but he is not. So he said at in his CV he wants to remove this thing at at I can work under pressure. At that one, I don't want it in my CV anymore.
Ya kwanza, hata mimi kuna siku nimwaigeuzio. There's a time hata...
For real?
Yeah, even like nilitoka ofisi, there's a Mother's Day campaign ya last year. Ilitupata off guard. Tukapata hapo, hivyo we had a lot of work that wasn't briefed.
Mm-hmm.
So tume complain, when kwa zile za like, na tume tunabebo aje. Hey, you know, this is not right.
Yeah.
Uhondo ikafikia at DGM. Niko like, I can eat because at least niko close na yeye.
Yeah.
I can eat a person. Like, akaniambia tu, like, what am I hearing? I'm hearing that you have some sort of complaint. Ambia, like this and this and this was not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Though we did it, it wasn't supposed to happen.
Mm.
Like, but you said you could work under pressure.
Oh my like, Lord. What?
Like, touche. I'm like, sawa. Kitu ya 3 years ago, ndo unakuja unani.
I updated my CV.
Yeah. Right
this
now.
This is not the current one.
Yeah, we are removing that pressure thing.
Like, ata mijana. Currently what I do at work, I work as a project manager. That means the team, any pressure ikiwa, ni wanachukia. So jana I got a call asubuhi. Sambili, hata una haraka. Mtoto bado hajafikiria kutoka kwa nyumba unapigia unaambiwa. Sorry but some clients are planning to have a run and it's quite soon. So you see, that's some pressure you have to give your design team. Inamaanisha nini? Watakuchukia. If they don't do anything, who is the client blaming? It's you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, kuna siku zingine na mkanga hivi nasema hii to work under pressure. No way.
No more pressure.
Unfortunately, the finger always points down. No, as in saata, if you are like in a position of power, utachukua hiyo nini? Utaambia tu mwenye kwa hapo chini tu. Check is how. And that's the thing is, especially if you have any sort of empathy. Una feeling vibaya kwanza before hata you actually tell them. Like, we, watu watanichukia.
Yeah.
But uko like, it's either mini chukwe yote, matugawe, masters. And yeah, that's why they are there and that's why you are there. Mm. So yeah, if you, nasemanga, pressure is good to a certain extent. Of course, ile enye inakudrive.
Yeah.
Inakudrive to be better. Kuna ile unnecessary. Kuna ile enye, mtu like, let's say, unfortunately, we live at a time where relationships do matter. Even in the office, right now, as much as we are official and stuff, when you interact, in a contribute a lot. So unapata, this one has a better relationship with your boss.
Mm.
So in order for them not to have pressure, and you are there, so they'll tell your boss, you can just, kiivo kiubeshte sasa, you can, si umpatie tu yeye anaweza fanya. And then when do utapewa hiyo pressure? Wondering, it's weird too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are two.
Mm.
Why am I the one who's getting it? I love you. Yeah, Nika. You wonder, this person barely does anything.
Mm.
Yeah, but una notice, they're rubbing the right show. They are kissing the right ASS. And they're actually playing their cards right. They're actually intentionally working on reducing their pressure. Because like, Mimi, minajua Rosafi, I can't work under this pressure.
Mm.
Yeah, so they just maneuver around it. And... Unfortunately, yeah. Nakwani watu wengine who suffer. That pressure has to go somewhere.
Mm.
In any work environment.
Yeah.
It has to go somewhere.
Ndio mnashanga mbona watu wana quit siku moja. Mnashanga.
Sasa waongee, unajua ukiketi hapo pia wewe, unajua mambo nini ya close.
Basi unaona kuna jobs nyingine zenyewe. Ishi na kuangata si ati ni the boss ama nini. Like the system yenye imekuwa set up. Because kama mna work na certain clients yenye kazi yao ni a bit impromptu. No clients, ni clients as in mwenye usually on most days ako sawa. I love saying, but imagine mko na like two or three clients kama hao. So last month kujambiwa say, hey, it's history kila time, but hii campaign itabidi tu tufanye. So itabidi tungangani nini na nini. After wiki mbili kujambie, okay, siko ubaya lakini hii campaign. After tena wiki mbili tena urudi atakwambia sasa ni mchezo. Because at some point tutafika yenye mtaambia client, "Eh, hata kama tunafanya kazi like kwa ajili yako, itabidi pia tu uko unatulia like hakuna bone letter like the campaign this late into the need that tunafanya." I don't know, it's just a system. It's just a system.
Yeah, you're unnecessary sauce.
Because kuna ile pressure yenye once na wale yenye unajua ile mnaketing last week ilikuwa crazy. Eh, yeah. Nina nini? Mkula hapo hapo nyama nini muende mtaa. Alafu basi kuna ile yenye wiki imeika uchukua fuck you wiki imekuwa ndefu. Naende hivyo hadi inafika mwezi mzima hii mwezi imekuwa
my cousin ni lazima kweli.
Naweza kaa nyumbani. So I don't know. Yeah. It's just different work offices, different workspaces.
Yeah.
And as a person like other than being artistic, what do you enjoy doing?
Sports.
I'm a serious.
They're just putting it official, an official question.
But serious game you wanna use.
Radio, do you like radio, books?
Yeah, another sub when it comes to books, I just listen. I do audio books.
Okay.
Pata mwenzangu.
Acha. I'm some books.
Nazima mimi nikuta mwenzangu.
Yeah, the physical books onanga in text. Takes too much time, so I nafanyanga hizo kwa those ones that I can't find online. So yeah, mainly audiobooks. It can be, well, for leisure I like bowling, I like basketball, swimming, can go go-karting anytime nataka.
So you're good at the corners, like, hey, you are. Me, I just ghost. I feel okay.
CPS spec, yeah.
Disappoint Hamilton.
No, that is why I'm a supporter of Hamilton. Oh, yeah. Do you watch F1 also?
I do not watch. I do not take my time to watch.
You know what, John, we'll talk about this outside. we can start screaming here and then he'll never come back.
Yeah, there's also like, for sports, I'm weird. I'm more of like participating. Like, you know, so I'd rather go karting than watch F1. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go to the court than watch NBA.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I'm like, what else?
Give me two massages in the end. Bowling,
like bowling.
Like,
do you like hit all of those pins?
Yeah, but I strike always.
Strike. Hey, nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
John Kitugunga Nini.
So you're good at actually at games. That's very nice.
And gaming as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's which games like do you have deep? Is Spider-Man, Call of Duty.
Oh, FIFA, Call of Duty. Right now I'm playing Apex.
Ah.
Apex Legends.
There's one called Red Dead.
Yeah, Red Dead. You're not download that.
Nice. One number two. Seriously? Two.
All right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, best game. For real? Oh, that's nice.
Think your time hype yake ilikuwa nilikuwa nimelala.
I could beat you to your tape.
And what about Fortnite? I mean, it's just nini.
Sasa yani
like,
Gen Z.
For small children. Because then I was like, I think it's small children who play Fortnite. Hey,
15-16 year olds.
Okay, for real.
15-16 year olds. Yeah. They're not going to have schools, coaches, trainers.
That's
Nani.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it was a good episode.
Yeah. And I feel like we haven't even like talked about so many things, but it was a really nice.
Vitu zimesonga zikisonganga.
Yeah. And it was a really nice.
Apart from like seeing your page, kami, mimi nilikujua
last season, Joshakwe. You remember when you had mentioned Makish?
Yeah.
So that's the time like I got to see his page.
Mm-hmm. And even somebody else recommended. You know Victor, like, Musyok's art?
Mm.
Yeah, he recommended you.
He's that guy, man. His pencil is just...
He's something else.
Yeah, he makes me feel like a mimi. I used to do that actually, and then Lianza Nayo, but it was like from when? From nursery.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was like, Nili Jaribu when I was at Shangtao. Nilikuwa na uzazili ma, like this A1 sized art cards. That full thing. Yeah, but it took too much time and it paid too little. So I was like, tunazafanya nini kujaraka.
Yeah.
As much as unambua usipende pesa. Penda pesa.
Na kuna ama selebunye ushei chora tu digital art. Na uli chora tu kujibamba lafu waka reach through na they bought a piece, no?
I can say celebs, no. Celebs, besides Vera. Vera is actually the only one who mwenyali nipatia actual
money.
Yeah, and it really reflect pia another like pretty young really grown but like 1,000 followers your time.
Wow.
Yeah, and nikapata hata like
this guy.
Major anaenda kuchora Vera.
After the thing
it seems that is the way. That is the way.
The thing with celebs, you have don't have to, but the best thing is drawing them for free. Ukiona ule mwenye tu uko na like undio uko na hivi. It's his time. Ni 15 minutes of fame yake.
Mm.
Unarukia. You draw them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you tag them and you hype it up until they see it. When they see it, they repost it. Atakani kwa story. These other clients will come. No, no, it's like, it's just like Ntoyo Kito from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, when these guys perform, they're not paid.
Mm.
Yeah, but the result of performing Apple, it brings all these other opportunities.
Mm. That's true.
So yeah, these person who's silent with 200 followers is the one who actually pays.
Mm.
And these celebs, they get this shit for they it's for free. And you kumlipisha. There's the other illustrator there who's willing to draw them.
After two days, mwingine wa repost.
Yendi wakona, you're actually using them.
Though unless kama meku approach, kama yendi amekuja kakutafuta, mlipisha. Like, because you are doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Nakaona, like, there's value here.
Mm.
Because there's no need to go out of your way. Like for, so, okay, unless there's another way, like mlikuwa discuss nini na nini, and it's profitable for you. But apart from that, kama like, mtu amekuja toka kutafuta from his own time, then na where like you have something you're doing, then there's value in what you're doing. You can tell them, okay, this is what I work with, this is how I work with, and this is how I make money and value. So...
Yeah, but yeah, I can say, that's true. If they reach out, lepisha, of course, start with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't shy off from nini, because money isn't everything still. No, as in, unaweza pata tu imoja yake, alafu yako zile za like, sawacha nikulipisha, but I won't give you any credit.
Yeah.
And I won't say this is you. Even though people see this is your style, maybe we don't have to push it. And maybe you don't have as big of a reach kaya.
Yeah.
So it will just haitaenda as well as if you just talk to them kuambia ya baso kama, because obviously atakata when most of the time atasema tu like nilikuwa atakatui kwa hii project but sina hiyo ni nisai but say I can do this and this for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't say that, just decline. So they have to bring wenye amesema
some sort of value back.
So yeah, and if it has to make sense to you, ni kitu yenye ukikubali unajiambia I won't regret.
Yeah.
Afterwards, whether it has succeed or not, utasema, he actually gave me what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you get. You get what you negotiate for.
Yeah.
And all what you deserve. Hapa ukifikiria, you have all this talent and all this talent.
Yeah, watu ukufa na talent.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. Van Gogh.
It's true. It's
true. Your purpose finances your passion.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, so you, if you have passionate about this art, find a purpose for it. Find a function. Ifanye kitu. Ili kizai, izi kipata hizi results. As you're now growing, you can now actually do what you now want.
Mm.
People who are actually reaching out, you can even say no. Inafika pale hata, you can now go free kusema, kama unipati hii, please. naona. Yeah, but also them, if they're negotiating, listen, just listen to them. Because they're like, siwezi fika hapa, but naweza fika hapa.
Mm-hmm.
But like, can I take it? Sawa, unawaambia, I'll give you this, but this is what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like in digital art, mimi na charging hivyo, like number of faces hapo, if it's for the size, whether it's just head, torso, or the full body,
mm-hmm.
and whether there's a background or not.
Mm-hmm.
So kwa zile za hivyo, so unaanza tu hivyo, unawaambia, mimi naweza fika maybe, sawa kadhaa.
Mm-hmm.
Na kuambia, bas, you'll get a headshot for that one. Or like, okay, but I want... Nataka at least ifike hapa katikati.
Yeah.
Kambia, okay, so that, this is what you'll have to pay for this.
Mm.
But like, atuwezi patana hapa hivi, you see.
Yeah.
And that's actually even how you build a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Kwa like, ataenda ambia mtu mwingine by there, you can actually even talk to him. But it's, if you're like...
And the fire this time, like, same, kuja na cover at Yangoma, it's a bigger project.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just...
Anyway, ni tu kwa smart about it. Okay, there's no one answer.
Yeah.
It's just according to your decision. Like, okay, we analyze what you want out of it and then you do it.
Yeah.
Mm. That's really nice. So I think we have to end, but I have to ask everyone a question. Okay. So have you enjoyed yourself, Makish? Have you enjoyed this whole podcast thing?
Yeah. It's actually my first podcast interview.
Okay.
I call it interview. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's nice. I'm happy you had a good time. And you, John, have you enjoyed today's session?
Yeah. Imaliza mayuki vizuri. Imaliza good week vizuri. And yeah, at least kutoka up, I know Sandy job, so I'm going home.
Yeah.
I watch some football since. Oh, me na Max too. Oh, na kuna mtu fulani pia hapa, lakini timu yake perform vizuri, so I watching nowadays. So. Yeah, as current club world champions, I'd like to wish you a good weekend.
Oh my God.
And yeah.
And even Max, and you Max, have you enjoyed?
The producer, Olivia, I mean, nice. thank you for coming through, Makish. I hope we can even get to move forward as creatives together, as our target is to create one community as creatives. And yeah.
Oh, hence the name, eh?
Creative
shades. So
yeah,
for future projects, definitely we're in contact.
Yes. And also you can shout out your page, where can people find you? Have you enjoyed today's podcast?
Yeah, nimefurahia kuona. Isipokuwa mfano wa Chelsea kiburi.
Heroes. Jucho I'm succeed. Heroes.
You shucks.
Oh, me have enjoyed today's podcast. I think definitely we'll have you again because I feel like he has a wealth of resources and information and we can all learn a lot. And I feel like we have done that. So I want you to say your page. Well, there's an underscore. Yeah, your handles where people can find you.
So on IG I'm Makish period underscore, on the rest just Makish or Makish Art on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm Makish Art.
Nice. You said for the Creative Shade one.
Creative Shade one Twitter, Creative Shade underscore on Instagram, and Creative Shade on YouTube. Yes.
Okay, Shakwe underscore the underscore artist. So don't even ask them when they are hearing. We will have a TikTok page.
When you all contact a number, John underscore Babu, and then Twitter the John Babu. Number and chat strong,
Okay. So thank you guys and have a good week.
If things go well, some later.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, anyway. See you guys next week.
Bye.